From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. stocks jumped at the open after China's central bank cut interest rates to support its economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 296 points, or 1.9%, to 16,180.61 as of 9:45 a.m. local time. The Standard & Poor's 500 index climbed 38 points, or 2%, to 1,932. The NASDAQ composite rose 109 points, or 2.4%, to 4,635. Oil prices are up, but U.S. crude is still trading below $40 a barrel. Concerns about the Chinese economy has been shaking up global markets in recent days, but most indexes in Asia finished trading in the black Tuesday. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
China's main stock market in Shanghai has been on a roller coaster ride, more than doubling to 5,100 points in June to its close on Tuesday, which was nearing levels of where the market was a year ago. When the plunge began in June, the government pulled out all the stops to provide the market with what it called ample liquidity, and that support lasted through July and early August. But now the government appears to be sitting on the sidelines, and that is worrying small retail investors. One elderly investor surnamed Gao voiced his concern that China's stocks were falling more than global markets, arguing that it was not right for the government not to save the market. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday they say are part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. More at voanews.com. Police in Hungary reported Tuesday that a record number of migrants had crossed into the country, while the United Nations Refugee Agency said it estimated thousands more following a similar path. Authorities said nearly 2,100 people crossed the border Monday into Hungary. That's the highest number to do so in a single day. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees says nearly 300,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe across the Mediterranean Sea this year. The UNHCR warns the situation is not sustainable and is calling for a comprehensive solution. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the chaotic scenes of thousands of desperate people trying to enter the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has calmed. But it warns the flight of these desperate people is continuing and is unstoppable. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says people are coming in groups of 300 to 400, most fleeing violence and conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Fleming says the refugees and migrants in very poor condition when they arrive.
They're often physically exhausted, they're psychologically traumatized, and very often in need of humanitarian medical assistance. So it's vital that these people are treated humanely, also that essential assistance is provided.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has agreed to sign a peace deal aimed at ending his country's 20-month-old civil war. In a letter obtained by VOA's South Sudan in Focus program, the East African bloc IGAD says the agreement will be signed on Wednesday in Juba, South Sudan's capital. IGAD has been mediating talks to end the war between Mr. Kiir's government and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. Nigerian police say a female suicide bomber has killed at least five people in an attack at the entrance to a bus station in the northeastern town of Damotoru. At least 28 others were wounded in that early Tuesday morning blast. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, but suspicion is falling on the militant group Boko Haram, who has used girls and women in recent suicide bombings in the region. Health researchers say there are now 47 million people living with dementia globally. That's up 35 million from 2009. They warn that without a medical breakthrough, those numbers will likely double every 20 years. The information came in a report issued Tuesday by researchers from the Alzheimer's Disease International. They say about 58% of all the people with dementia live in developing countries, and by 2050, nearly half of those with disease will live in Asia. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.